Roz Playhouse in the morning. 194 next chance at 100K, but also a guaranteed prize just for calling us back at, you know, when the cue to call goes off. Is it 7:10 this morning? Also 8:10, 11:10, and 1:10 in 194's playlist payday. And 9:10, your first chance at those T-Swift tickets. We launch into Craigslist Missed Connections. Now, there are all kinds of just hopeless romantics out there just hoping, yearning for love, but unfortunately not everybody creeps on these the way we do. That's why we spread the net a little bit for them and read some of our favorites here on the Playhouse. This one titled Shooting Star Casino Everclear. Me, male at the Everclear show, wearing a white t-shirt with a flag on the back. You, gorgeous long hair. I'm sure you notice all my glances. You were with a friend. I was row 25-ish, you were maybe row 22. I'll keep this short, as you'll probably never see this, but please say hi. I just can't get you out of my mind, and I'm kicking myself for not saying hello. Many more shows over the next few months, and I'd love to take you to one. Yikes, I can't even believe I posted this, but I know you're special, and I know you noticed me.
I mean, if you saw her, and now you're opening more chances, there's going to be more shows, why not just talk then?
At the, in
if
the
you
moment.
You happen to see each other? Oh, you mean you talk
you
there.
Already had it. And now you're offering more chances. Like, you didn't the first time. Are you going to next time a show comes around and you happen to see each other?
My question is, though, you were in row 25 and she was in row 22. Like, so she clearly was looking back at you, or were you doing, were you being, like, obnoxious that she had to, like, turn around and be like, shh, type of thing, you know? Or, because obviously she was giving you the glances if she was behind you or you were behind her.
I think most likely circumstance is you have her and she's watching the show and enjoying it with her friend. And unbeknownst to her, the three rows back, there's a guy staring at her butt instead of the show. And I think that's probably what actually happened.
That's probably pretty accurate. Right. She probably didn't even know you were glancing.
Lady from the bank to the lady from the bank who worked there for 4 months. You came into the thrift store I work at. And I wanted to give you my phone number, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
What?
Not anymore? Okay.
I'd love to give you my number and see where things go. If you see this and you're interested, please email me the information you gave me while you're at the thrift store. Maybe something about the bank? I don't know.
I think you have to... If I don't think this is going to happen, and next time you do find someone you're attracted to and you put this out there... Don't put the part about I'm not allowed to give my number anymore. Just say we're not allowed to give our number.
Because clearly you've been doing it
There's
too much.
Been issues.
You also know you have to know what bank this person works at. Why don't you just go say, hey, how are you?
Also a good plan.
Right.
Grocery run. I saw you at the grocery store on Sunday. You were wearing gray scrubs and had blonde hair. And of course, you're female. We noticed each other through the store quite a bit. I wanted to speak with you, but I had a party of five with me. If you see this, please respond.
With what?
Your family?
Yo, who are you shopping with?
His family, of course.
No, family.
Checking out the nurse.
Also, probably a wife was in that party of five.
And so, drop dead gorgeous blonde. You were walking into the mall early afternoon. You had a sexy sundress on. We both did a double take, or at least I know I did. What color shirt did I have on? Please tell me when you respond. Seriously, my heart stopped when I saw you in that dress.
It must have been a nice, good looking dress, yeah.
Yeah.
I, like, kind of want him to find love, but I don't know.
Has there ever been a woman that, like, goes out and about, and she notices a guy, like, neck jerking as she's walking to a store, and then goes, when I get home, I should go on a Craigslist Missed Connections and see if he writes about me. Like, has this ever happened?
No.
It might be a thing, actually. Like, if you just, like, wear the dress and go to all these locations, and you're like, all right, time to wind down for the night. Let me get a glass of wine and see how many missed connections I got today.
I guess. The grocery store. You were in jeans and shorts and a tank top. Peach colored, I think, and braless. You were with a guy, but when you took a different aisle, I kind of followed. I wanted to say hi, but I was worried I might look like I was creeping on you, and I quit following. I'd like to see you again. She's literally there with a dude.
Yeah, and you literally made it sound like you're a stalker.
I'd like to see you again. The next time you go to that grocery store, I'll follow you around.
That's another one where I don't think that love connection happens as much as you'd think. Like, is there a lot of grocery store love, really?
I don't have the confidence. It might be an actual thing. Like, if I saw a lady and then, like, be able to pursue that in any type of actual public setting, not my thing.
I think they would have to be in distress. Like, oh, I can't reach this box of macaroni and cheese. Then you come and you help.
I, too, like macaroni and cheese, and I'm a bit taller than you.
Are you single? Like, you have to lead with that, otherwise it's a waste of time.
Do you want half this macaroni and cheese together sometime?
I'll make two boxes so we don't have to worry about sharing.
I could pound down my own box of mac and cheese.
Yeah, I could do a full box myself, too.
All right, check that vet line here in a moment.
Welcome aboard.
What you got in here, fella?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Y94.